in 7 states at the polls. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. California is one of them where the incumbent governor faces challengers.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom seeks his second and final term. He'll face off against a field of relative unknowns. In California's system, the top two vote-getters, even if from the same party, head to the November ballot. The post with arguably as high a profile as governor, L.A. mayor, is up for grabs. Congresswoman Karen Bass and developer Rick Caruso top a crowded field. Senator Alex Padilla has a unique situation. He appears twice on the statewide ballot to continue the term he stepped in to fill when Kamala Harris was elected vice president and to seek his own first full term in that seat. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
In Iowa, where the polls have just closed, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is seeking an eighth term. He faces a primary challenge from State Senator Jim Carlin, who has questioned the results of the 2020 presidential election. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is also being primaried. An Academy Award winner makes a plea to lawmakers and President Biden for a breakthrough on gun legislation.
Meeting here with President Biden and lawmakers on Capitol Hill, actor Matthew McConaughey challenged the nation's leaders to set an example.
We can't truly be leaders if we're only living for re-election.
McConaughey grew emotional speaking in the White House briefing room about his visit to his hometown of Uvalde, Texas, after last month's elementary school shooting left 19 children dead.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Ukraine's military intelligence agency says Russia has so far turned over the bodies of 210 Ukrainian fighters killed in the battle for Mariupol. It says most of them were among the last holdouts in the steel plant where fighters had been based for weeks. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An American woman pleads guilty to conspiring to provide material support to ISIS.
The case against Allison Fluke Ekron went beyond providing money and supplies to ISIS. Federal prosecutors say what she did was much worse, leading an all-female battalion of terrorists in Syria. Starting in 2016, prosecutors say Fluke Ekron commanded a group of ISIS women trained to use AK-47s, grenades, and suicide belts. According to a detention memo, the 42-year-old who used to live in Kansas also trained children to use assault rifles. Prosecutors also said Fluke Ekron considered attacking a U.S. college campus and a shopping mall. She even attempted to fake her own death to prevent American authorities from locating her. Fluke Ekron faces up to 20 years in prison when she's sentenced in October. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Three Florida police officers have been charged with manslaughter in the death of a man who was subdued with a stun gun last fall. A grand jury in Okaloosa County indicted Crestview police officers Brandon Hardaway, William Johns, and Evan Reynolds in the death of Calvin Wilkes Jr., who died in October, the day after the encounter with police. There's a settlement in the civil rights lawsuit against North Carolina Sheriff's Office over the death of an unarmed black man.
The North Carolina Sheriff's Office will be paying $3 million to the family of Andrew Brown Jr., shot and killed by police while he sat in his car. Brown's family had filed a $30 million civil rights lawsuit last year, claiming Brown died because officers showed, quote, intentional and reckless disregard of his life. Brown was killed in April of last year by North Carolina sheriff's deputies while they were serving drug-related warrants at his Elizabeth City home. Brown's children will share the proceeds of the settlement as heirs of his estate. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Two new studies suggest some cancer patients can safely skip radiation or chemotherapy after surgery. Researchers are looking for ways to better predict which patients can avoid unneeded treatment. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.